A number of years ago, during my seminary formation, I came upon the words of St. John Vianney, who is the patron saint of parish priests. And he said this. He said, "A priest can do what not even angels can do." And I remember I read that line and thought, what? What could a priest do that an angel couldn't do? And he goes on to say this. He said, "Oh, how great the priest is. If he realized what he was, he would die. God obeys him. He utters a few words, and the Lord descends from heaven at his voice to be contained within a small host." My first spiritual director in the seminary was a priest by the name of Father Fred Miller. And Father Miller, every summer, Mother Teresa would invite him to Calcutta to teach her sisters. And so he'd gather with the missionaries of charity. There'd be hundreds of them. And he would give them spiritual conferences. Well, he said his greatest delight about those days was that Mother Teresa would have lunch with him every day. Now, Mother Teresa would never eat lunch in front of everybody. The missionaries of charity never eat in public. But she would join him while he ate lunch. And he said the conversations were so beautiful. But he said what struck him every time he was with her, he felt like there was something deeper taking place. There were times where it was like her eyes would penetrate the depths of his heart. And he wondered, gosh, what is happening here? There was like a communication of souls. And as he's flying back from Calcutta, as he's on the plane, all of a sudden it hits him, and he just knows in the depth of his heart what was transpiring. He knew that Mother Teresa was adoring his priesthood. That she was adoring his conformity to our Lord Jesus Christ. Tonight we celebrate two incredible gifts from the heart of our Lord. The gift of the sacred priesthood and the gift of the Most Holy Eucharist. Why did our Lord Jesus create priests? So that every single one of us could feast on his body and blood, that we might have eternal life. And on this night when our Lord created priests, what did he want them to know above all else? What did he want them to have absolute certitude about? His love for them. He loved his own, John says, and he loved them to the end. Now those words are for every single one of us. He wants us to know how much he loves us, but in a particular way, they're for his priests. And so why does he go to wash their feet? As a manifestation of his love. And so what does Peter say? "You'll never wash my feet." What is he saying? "Lord, you cannot love me that much. I'm totally unworthy of that kind of love." And how does Jesus respond? "Peter, unless you let me love you, you can have no part of me. You have to allow my love to penetrate the depths of your soul." Because he goes on to say at the end of this feast, "Love one another as I have loved you." What if they don't know how much he loves them? How are they going to love others? My brothers and sisters, we will love people to the degree that we know and believe ourselves to be loved by God. And so if you're like Peter and say, "Never, Lord. You can't love me like that." Then you'll never love others as he calls you to. And so why must priests know this above all else? Because if a priest doesn't know how much God loves him, how is he ever going to impart that to all the souls who are entrusted to him? I remember at my last assignment, I was only there for 14 months. And after about 5 months there, one Sunday, there was a young guy, maybe 20, 22 years old, who came to Mass. And I recognized him right away, or I recognized that he was there, because at Sunday Mass, I'd have an average of about 65 people. Right? Smallest parish in the diocese. So when someone was new, you knew that they hadn't been there before. And he was a young guy, and there weren't a lot of young people. So he comes to Mass, and he does not come forward to receive Holy Communion. I thought, okay, that's interesting. Maybe he's not Catholic. He comes for the next 3 months, and he never approaches for Holy Communion. The next weekend, he's in the confessional. He makes his confession, and afterwards he says this, and I'll never forget this. He said, "Father, can I share something with you?" He said, "When I showed up for Mass a few months ago, I'd been away from the church for years. And I'm going through a really tough time in my life. And I thought I would try the Catholic Church one more time." And he said, "I came here and I thought, you know what I'll do? I don't personally have much faith. I'm just going to watch the priest the entire Mass and see whether or not he believes what he is doing. Because if he doesn't believe it, why would I? If a priest does not know how much God loves him, how will the faithful ever know?" I want to close with this. A couple of weeks ago, I was on retreat. I was up at the Carmelite Monastery in Georgetown. And they have a hermitage on the back of their property that I stay at 1 week a year during Lent. And when I got there, I didn't know what I would do during those days, what I would pray about. And I knelt down at the start. I said a prayer to the Holy Spirit. I said, "Holy Spirit, give me whatever God wants to give to meditate upon these days." And I felt like I was being told to pray about the Last Supper. And so I started reading the Last Supper, and right at the start, after the washing of the feet, Jesus says, "One of you will betray me." And who lays his head on our Lord's chest and says, "Lord, who is it?" John. And I read that, and my heart was pierced. Because who is John among the apostles? He's always been considered the contemplative, the one who lived the contemplative life. And it's always pained my heart because I always felt like, gosh, if God wanted me to be a great saint, he would have called me to be a contemplative. Right? If he wanted me to be one who lays my head on his chest, he would have called me to that intimacy that contemplatives can have. And when I read that, I saw something that I'd never seen before. Why did John lay his head on our Lord's chest and ask, "Who is it who will betray you?" Because Peter, sitting across the table, nodded at him. Who is Peter? The most active of all the apostles. And I've always felt like, gosh, Lord, you're calling me to be Peter, but I'd rather be John. And it struck me. Our Lord was saying to me, look at the one who is most active. He was the one who had the courage and the confidence that he had access to my heart. And so he nodded to John. "Jeremy, do you realize that I've given my heart to you? You have total access to it." I was out praying the rosary and I fell on my knees and I started to weep. And I went back to my hermitage and I went before the Blessed Sacrament in the little chapel. And I thought it would be a very intense time of prayer. And I said, "Lord, you've given your heart to me." And to my surprise, very calmly, he responded back and he says, "Jeremy, I've given everything to you. On the day of your priesthood, I gave myself to you so uniquely. All that I have is yours. I entrusted my body and my blood to you. People can't receive me except through you. A man could never give himself to his wife as fully as I've given myself to you. A woman could not surrender as completely to her husband
as I've surrendered to you. I want you to believe that I love you. And I feel like one of the reasons he allowed me to experience that was so that I could say tonight with confidence, knowing that he loves me, that he wants you to know how much he loves you. And every single one of us has areas in our heart that make us believe that we are unworthy to receive his love. Or we'll say, oh yeah, I know he loves me. But do you believe that he loves you so utterly, completely, that there's nothing about you that he does not love? That he loves you with a perfect love. And he wants you to know that because he gives you the same command he gave to his apostles. Love one another as I have loved you. And as we receive his greatest gift from his Sacred Heart tonight, let us ask him for that grace. Jesus, I want to know and believe with all my heart in the love that you have for me.